We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Roger Hoover now joined by Kyle Crooks of the Gator Sports Network from Learfield as we get ready for Alabama against Florida coming up this Saturday. Kyle, what's going on down in Gainesville as the Gators make preparations for Alabama's first visit in 10 years?
Yes, yeah, exciting. Sold out. First time we've had a full sellout in a couple of years. Obviously, last year, not able to have crowds, but the anticipation is growing. This is a game that you have circled on your calendar for weeks. So, for these fans, for everybody around, really listening to sports radio, you know, just driving around here in Gainesville and to hear the fans and how pumped up they are for this game. This is something that you're, as soon as it gets put on the schedule, you're thinking about Alabama coming to the Swamp. And, you know, I've had people text me for tickets and look, I don't have that kind of pull around here, but it's exciting to have Alabama here in the Swamp and excited for this game.
Two games in for the Florida Gators, a win against Florida Atlantic as well as South Florida. What did you like most about Florida's performances in those games?
Yeah, I think offensively they've looked good. I think they've been able to establish a bunch of different runners, whether it's been Malik Davis, whether it's been Damian Pierce, you know, Emory Jones as well has looked good in flashes. I think you look at him and his performance against South Florida, you know, look good in the first half, but makes a couple of really bad mistakes in the second half of this game against South Florida. They get outscored by 10 points in the second half of that game. Don't really finish it well. Anthony Richardson has been the big highlight. Is he going to play in this game? I don't know the answer to that. Dan Mullen has come out and said that that right hamstring is something that they're gonna work him into practice during the week to make sure that he's going to be able to go. Will he be 100%? Probably not. So you probably will see more Emory Jones this week. You're moving closer to what is eventually going to become a 50-50 split between Richardson and Jones. But obviously, the big conversation has been around the quarterbacks. Who is going to see a lot of the reps in this game? How does Florida beat Alabama? That's something that I don't think Florida fans know the answer to, which is rely on your strengths, run the football, and hopefully you have mistake-free football, which through the first two games, Roger, they have not been able to do. They've had, you know, Jones has thrown four picks through the first two games, so they have to find a way to stay ahead of the chains, have good down and distance, and they cannot turn the football over.
So with Emory Jones, as we talk about the Florida quarterbacks, what does he do best when he's got this offense rolling? What are the Gators doing?
Yeah, I mean, Emory Jones, for him, what he does best is he's a runner. You know, last year he was somebody who was he kind of ran violently. He ran for 6-8 yards a pop between the tackles. This year, because he is now the full-time guy, you're looking at him a different way, where I think he's playing the position a little bit of a different way. Is he an elite passer in this league? I don't know the answer to that question quite yet. I don't think he's had enough reps. Decision-making is still something that is questionable for Emory Jones at times. The two interceptions he threw against South Florida, those were two really bad mistakes. And Coach Mullen let him hear it on the sideline. For Emory Jones, I think it's a confidence thing right now for him. Is you get named the starter, you sit 3 years behind Felipe Franks, then behind Kyle Trask. You're finally the guy. This is supposed to be your team. And then all of a sudden it's your team and the fans are clamoring for somebody else. So confidence issue, I think, for Emory Jones. What he does well is he runs the football. He gets his team into a rhythm. He's played in big games, Roger. You know, he's played in Florida, Georgia. He played in the SEC championship. He's played in big series in his time here. He has not had the consistent reps that you'd want from a starting quarterback leading into this season. So for Emory Jones, what he hasn't done well is protect the football. What he does well is run the football, and they're still looking to see if he can be a precision passer. Jury's still out on that.
And then for Anthony Richardson, again, the hamstring issue that happened near the end of the USF game released his time in the game. If there was no injury again, where would the quarterback competition stand going into the Alabama matchup?
I think it would still be Emory would be your starter. I think everybody gets locked up in this idea of who is your starter. It's who's playing in crunch time. And Dan Mullen says this all the time. You can look at our two deep and see who the starter is, but who's playing in the final series of the game? Who's playing when there's 4 minutes left? Who's playing in the fourth quarter? You saw Anthony Richardson as early as the third drive against South Florida. I think it would be even closer. I think you'd see Richardson a little bit more this week if he was 100% healthy. I think it's only a matter of time before maybe Anthony Richardson becomes the starter. It's possible. Emory Jones will see snaps in every single game. Now, if it's something in the locker room where Dan Mullen feels like it's a better fit to have Anthony Richardson as the starter, he will do that. And Coach Mullen said after the game against South Florida that he hasn't really shown the two quarterback offense all the way yet. So he's been kind of hinting at the fact that they have not really run a large percentage of the looks that they might run with these two quarterbacks. But all things considered, if Anthony Richardson is healthy coming into this game, he is a guy who gives them a chance to beat Alabama. I think the feeling around Gator Nation right now is without Anthony Richardson, his big playability, he's had comps to Cam Newton, his ability to run. And, you know, Roger, he had three passes, all completions, threw for over 100 yards against South Florida, ran for over 100 yards. He's rushed for over 100 yards in back-to-back games. His first play was a 75-yard touchdown pass. He's done every single thing that a fan base would have their mouth water over. But I also think it's important that Emory Jones has more knowledge of the offense, more knowledge of being able to read defenses. So I think they play off of each other really well. And I still think at this point in the season, and we're only in the third week, you're still going to see if he's healthy, which I don't think will be the case with that hamstring. I think you're still seeing a 60-40 split where Emory has more snaps than Anthony.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch, Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Defensively, looking at the Florida Gators, who are some of the playmakers that can try and slow down this high-powered Alabama offense, especially that passing attack?
Yeah, I think the key thing, Roger, is getting after the quarterback, and that starts with Zach Carter. Had 3 sacks in the opener against Florida Atlantic. He was the SEC Defensive Player of the Week. Florida, their strength is up front, which hasn't been the case in the past. They've added a couple of transfers, Daquan Newkirk up front, Antonio Valentino, Tyrone Truesdell, all 3 transfers. Dan Mullen said after the SEC championship game, the biggest difference between these 2 teams were at the line of scrimmage. The size of the offensive and defensive line between these 2 teams was the big difference. I think the biggest difference with Florida's defense this year is the size they have up front, their ability to control the line of scrimmage a little bit more. Now we'll see as you move from the FAUs and the USFs, how well they control the line of scrimmage against Alabama, but can they get that edge pass rush? The 2 key guys, Zach Carter off the edge, along with Brenton Cox, who's a transfer from Georgia on the back end. They have a question mark at that second corner. Avery Helm, Jason Marshall Jr., they have not played well at that second corner spot, at least through 2 games. Both young guys. Avery Helm was forced to be the starter after Jaden Hill went down in preseason camp with a torn ACL. Kyer Elam, he is the key to that secondary. Lockdown corner, preseason All-American. I would not expect for Alabama to look much in his direction. He's a guy with a lot of experience and a guy who you can't even really talk to him. He's so locked in. He doesn't really talk to the media much, Kyer Elam. He's an intense guy. I think the biggest issue right now for this Florida defense is at that other corner position and also at the middle linebacker position. Ventrell Miller, who was the team's leader in tackles last year, he is the captain of this defense. He was nicked up against South Florida. So the big question mark is, will he be ready to go? There's a couple of key injuries, one being Anthony Richardson on the offensive side, Ventrell Miller on the defensive side. So with that, they might have to move a few guys, shuffle a few guys around in that linebacking core.
Then how about on special teams? Any dynamic playmakers we should keep our eye on?
Yeah, for Florida, they've had Malik Davis returning kicks. I think this is that's one of the biggest transitions for Florida this year is you had a first-round draft pick and one of the more explosive returners in Kadarius Toney, who was a first-round draft pick to the New York Giants. He goes, so now you enter in a guy in Malik Davis, Kyer Elam, Xavier Henderson are all guys that can rotate and punt returns and kick returns. There have not been many explosive plays yet on special teams. You're replacing such a big guy on that side of it. In terms of the kicking game, Roger, you're also replacing an automatic guy in Evan McPherson, who won a game for the Bengals yesterday in overtime. You replace him with a guy in Chris Howard, who saw limited action last year when McPherson was out with COVID protocols against Missouri. So if the game does come down to a point where you're asking for your kicker to have a big play late in the game, that's a transitional point for Florida this year, a new kicker. They're hoping Chris Howard can be a reliable guy. In terms of explosive returners, though, you look at a guy like Xavier Henderson and Malik Davis in the punt and kick return, respectively. The Gators might need that third act to try and pull out an upset here at home. If it's a stalemate on offense and defense, if they can get that that wild card that is special teams to work in their favor, then the Gators would have a lot of help in that regard.
Saturday, it's Alabama against Florida. Kyle, thank you for joining us to give us some thoughts on the Florida Gators as we get ready for a really anticipated SEC opener for both Alabama and Florida. Thanks for your time, and I look forward to your great broadcast coming up on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Roger. Appreciate you having me.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.